Federal Affairs to order, August 4th, 10 a.m. We need to go back over and talk about Senate bills, and we'll open a work session as I do this, on Senate Bill 2, Senate Bill 3, 4, and 5. And what we stopped last night, we're in the process of asking some questions and clarification. We thought it might be good to have people from Dagami come and others just to be available. So why don't we have Vicki, why don't you come up, and Ken?
Treasurer. There's somebody from the Treasurer office there.
Was there anybody else here that needed to?
Treasury.
I think we got most of the stuff that had to do with the bonding kind of answered last night.
Mr. Chair, just for your information, Laura Lockwood McCall and Cynthia Burns are here from the Treasurer's Office, Debt Management, if you do have any questions about those bills.
All right, we are in work session. Do you recall kind of where we were on the issues you needed to address or wanted to have addressed, Representative Flores, at all?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just hoping for a little more elaboration rather than just kind of the condensed version of the process here, the protocol, the framework that we're establishing.
Can you kind of do that?
Maybe I could frame the question as I understood it. It looks to us like we have one bill that takes effect now, which is a $500,000 appropriation to do a seismic assessment. And then we have three other bills that are related to the implementation of the program that assessment involves, but we don't understand how they fit into the bonding process and why we should do them now rather than 2 years from now when it looks like there would have to be a new enactment in order to be able to go out and issue bonds in order to actually commence the work that the seismic assessment proves to be necessary. So if you could enlighten us about that, that'd be helpful.
Thank you, Chair Krieger and committee members. For the record, my name is Vicki McConnell, and I'm the director of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. The answer, and I'll try to make these short and succinct here, but the needs assessment that Dogami, the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, has been asked to conduct, this is the seismic needs assessment, which would be going out and actually looking at these buildings of interest, which are the school buildings, K through 20, and critical facilities such as hospitals, fire stations, and police stations. Before we can look at developing a granting program to go back and try to fix those buildings, we have to have a handle on where those buildings are, what conditions they're in, and some type of engineering criteria behind the scene to determine which ones would need rehabilitation, which ones it would be cost-effective to rehabilitate, as opposed to saying, this building is too old, it's going to be too expensive, etc. So there has to be that kind of data and information behind before you develop a granting program and before you start handing out grants or programs or monies to anyone. So this is one of these catch-22s. You have to have the information in hand, and you have to be able to develop that criteria for your granting program before you'd really want to let the bonds then. So this needs assessment is really the first step in the process, and it's going to take us a while to be able to do that. I mean, the recommendation from, and just to back up a little bit more, these four bills came out of a task force that was chaired by the Oregon State Seismic Policy Advisory Commission, and that was their recommendation. Get a needs assessment, set up a granting administrative program, and then look at how you would actually let those, you know, you would enable the bonding, and then you would be able to determine who would qualify for the granting program. Does that help you, sir? I'm happy to continue with way more background if you wanted.
Mr. Chair, it's good as far as it goes, but the issue we were kind of high-centered on was we understand the need for Senate Bill 2 because we need to assess what the need is. The issue, at least in my mind, was what's the current need for Senate Bills 3, 4, and 5, since I think we understood, and maybe you could confirm this, that no bonds will actually be issued before the 07-09 biennium. So we're not only passing the bill that would do the assessment, which obviously needs to be done first, but we also have these three other bills that seem to be in preparation for an issuance of bonds, and maybe the Treasurer's office can better speak to that than you folks.
Chair Krieger and committee members, I would interject one other comment and then ask if maybe Director Murphy could talk a little bit about the administration. And I really can't answer the part about the procedure for the bonding or the enabling. I really am not the person to speak with, but certainly one, the needs assessment, this information, these surveys that will be done, and the database that will be created to again let us be able to get the data together in one spot and understandable, but will only be one part of the criteria that will be considered whenever we start developing the granting program. And the Office of Emergency Management has been asked to administer that granting program, and certainly we will need at some point to enable that program, enable that, and so that we can start discussing what the other criteria are before we get started on it. And really, that can start in the interim as well if we had the opportunity to do that, to get the group together to be able to talk about what other criteria would be necessary, what are the other strategies that you need to get the program up and running. And I'll leave it to you.
Yeah, Chair Krieger, member of this committee. For the record, my name is Ken Murphy, the Director of Oregon Emergency Management, and I concur with those statements because we can, and I think is appropriate to work in coordination with the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries to begin developing this criteria. Obviously, it's been talked about the different types of buildings, the different types of retrofits that could take place, and then we need to then begin to develop a format and a procedure, rules, point systems, however you might go about to develop a grant program, and then in the interim to determine what this program will be, who will administer it, as far as the needs of how many people it takes to administer. And Senate Bill 3 does direct myself and our agency to have a committee that would administer these grants, and I would think it would be in the best interest of those listed, that they're part of this process and we build that grant program, so if the bonds do come through the 07-09, that we are ready to implement as soon as possible.
May I interject one final comment on that? The amendments that for Senate Bill 2, the amendments that were introduced whenever it went through the Senate Special Budget Committee actually requests that the Special Administrative Committee, which I don't recall the exact name, it's in Senate Bill 3, but that committee will need to assist Dogami in setting a priorities list on how we will begin implementing the needs assessment. And that's based on the fact that our fiscal impact statement for that needs assessment was actually $1.3 million, and the appropriations at this point is $500,000. So we will not be able to accomplish the entire needs assessment with under that funding, and so we'll need to start setting a priority to how we will begin the program, how we will set it up. The second part of that would be then to come back to eBoard with a work plan and a priorities list to and a revised fiscal impact statement.
Follow-up, do you expect, though, to get the assessment project, even though it'll cost more than $500,000, done within this current biennium, the 05-07?
That is correct, Chair Krieger and committee members. That is correct. The other amendment that was placed in the Senate Bill 2 was to actually give us another few months for, instead of January the 1st or January 2007, we have until July 2007 to complete that needs assessment. And as you can imagine, every day is another day lost of trying to get that. It's quite a job, but we know we can do it. We just have to be able to get started on it and get our work plan in place and get our priorities set up.
Okay. Lawrence?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you both for just a little bit more background. In order to conduct this needs assessment, is the purpose of Senate Bill 2 to establish the framework and the funding, and I get that. Do I understand that neither of your agencies then have any current listing of what the needs are as far as seismic stability? You do not maintain an ongoing list or do any evaluation within the purview of your respective agencies?
Chair Krieger, Representative Flores, for Oregon Emergency Management, no, we do have some listings based upon past grant requirements that we do in a program called pre-disaster mitigation, but we do not have any databases of all the buildings in the state of Oregon, whether they're public or private, in my office.
Chair Krieger and Representative Flores, and that is correct. We have really... To back up a little further, there's actually statutes that are in the RIS now with 400.455 that mandates the Department of Education and Department of Higher Ed and critical facilities, those responsible for critical facilities, to conduct these needs assessments and to by 2032 to actually have implemented these seismic rehabs, and yet that we have been working slowly but surely with some federal funding to try to work with individual agencies and individual organizations, but no comprehensive database at this point has been developed, and would be really it's going to be quite a challenge to do that for the entire state.
Thank you again, and Ms. McCall, you have this statutory requirement to complete by 2032, and when was that put in place, or how long have you had that particular mandate?
I believe those laws were put in place in 1999.
And you have made very little progress then.
Well, we were asked to go forth and find funding to accomplish that goal, and we have been successful to find funding through some federal partners, but it's on a relatively case-by-case basis, depending on the grants that we are able to capture, and we're certainly not going to be able to accomplish that by 2032 on these case-by-case basis.
Thank you.
Any further? Okay.
Just a clarification to make sure, and I think I'm correct here. And Senate Bill 2 is actually the needs assessment from the geology folks. They go out and do the assessment. Senate Bill 3 has emergency management then developing a grant program. So those are actually two functional things that have to be done. And then Senate Bill 4 is M bonds, Mike bonds. And Senate Bill 5 is in bonds, but you're November bond. So I guess the only question I have, Mr. Chair, is maybe Treasurer can tell us the difference between a Mike and a November bond and why so.
Anyone have that information? If they do, come up.
Mr. Chair, we did distribute the sections of the Constitution, and they are section numbers in the Constitution is one thing that M&N starts with.
Please identify yourselves and tell us what you need to know.
For the record, my name is Laura Lockwood McCall. I'm the Director of Debt Management in the Oregon State Treasurer's Office. As I was saying, she sort of stole my thunder, that when the election occurred for measures 15 and 16, those were two separate ballot measures to modify the state constitution. M is related to schools and the program for seismic safety improvements for schools, and N is the one that's specifically for emergency facilities. I don't know if you have any other questions for me.
Yeah, follow-up, which is, I guess, the crux of the question, as you didn't know, sorry. if we're doing, following my train of logic, if we're doing a needs assessment, which I guess we'll just say we do, and then we're going to develop a grant program and set the priority list, which then tells us how much money we need for the priority list, and that's going to take 2 years, then I guess the real question is, why do we need to have bonding authority for the schools in the emergency now versus in 2 years? Am I phrasing that right? Does that sound?
Yeah, that's the question.
Through the chair and Representative Boquist. Treasurer's office is neutral on the matter. We provided insight as the commission was going forward with their recommendations to the legislature, so that if the desire of the legislature was to go ahead and have this legislation in place, it would be done properly. The only advantage that I can see is that when the next legislative session starts and the overall bonding bill is developed and overall debt capacity needs of the state are being evaluated, by having this in place, you can evaluate the desire for how much bonding you'd like for this program vis-a-vis other programs, and it just facilitates that decision-making slightly easier. But it isn't necessary at this time.
Follow, Mr. Chair. And I think this is just a question of the more senior members here. It sounds to me like the process is, if you put this in, when the governor's budget comes forward, it's going to have to reflect how we would pay for these bonds in it. If we didn't pass it, then it would be a new item and it'd be outside of the budget and it wouldn't be into the discussion. That sounds so. What the logic is to me.
I think it's what it is. Any further questions? Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move SB2B, SB3A, SB4B, and SB5B to Joint Ways and Means without recommendation.
Right, Boquist has moved SB2B, SB3A, SB4B, SB5B to Ways and Means without recommendation. Any objections? Discussion?
I guess the only quibble I'd have is on the first piece, Senate Bill 2. It seems to me we need to undertake a seismic assessment, so I would be quite comfortable with a do pass recommendation on it, but that's the only.
Okay.
And even, I guess, as to Senate Bill 3 as well, because I see that as an earlier step of implementation, and that's getting things queued up. So I would be comfortable with a do pass recommendation, but if other people aren't comfortable, that's fine too.
Okay, thank you. Call the roll.
Representative Barker, excuse. Representative
Boquist? Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative McPherson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye. SB2, SB3A, SB4B, and SB5B are sent to Joint Ways and Means without recommendation. Close the work session, and we will recess until we do not know when, whenever the bills and things start coming forward out of the other side and from leadership. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.